Opportunity for our team to play a big game, Battle of Ohio. Wasn't able to get it done. I did see some improvements in some areas, some things that we got to get shored back up again. But again, I think our team fought extremely hard. We just wasn't able to make enough plays, and a lot of that credit goes to Cincinnati. I thought they played well. And then, like I said, I think we played well in spurts. We're a football team that right now that, you know, we come to the ballpark ready to play. And I think our guys go out there and give it everything they have. I think they're starting to understand that the work that we do in the classroom, the work we do on the practice field only gives you an opportunity to go and having a chance to win the game. Then you got to go make the plays to go win the game. And so we're going to continue to work at it. I love the spirit of the group, the grit of the group, the resiliency of the group. This group will keep working. They'll stay together. They'll fight. There's no question about that. But we want to win. You know, that's the goal. There's nothing else. I've said that since I became the head coach here. Unfortunate, the record doesn't show that. But we'll continue to work towards that. As far as injuries concerned, there are none. There's nothing to report, nothing new. So we came out of the game fairly healthy, which I think is important as we get ready to head to L.A. to go play the Chargers. So we got a big week ahead of us. We'll travel out a day earlier than normal than what we've done in the past. So we'll leave out on Friday, get there a little earlier, you know, get a chance to understand the time difference and all that and get ready to play a big game.
Significant step for Deshaun yesterday?
I think so, you know, because I think he bounced back from a game that he didn't play as well the week before, and that's what you look for. You know, can you go in on the road and play better? That last game was here at home against a good defense. I think Cincinnati does have a good defense, and so I think he went out and protected the ball and put us in situations where we had a chance to make some plays and did some good things.
You spoke yesterday, then he said something to the effect that we're done with small wins now, mm-hmm. that it's about just, you know, winning a game. Mm-hmm. Is that what you want to hear from him right now?
Oh, no question. I think what he's saying in his own way is the improvement that he needs to make. He's probably fed up with trying to hear about it. He's just got to do it, you know, week in and week out, and you guys are going to keep asking, and he understands that. But I think he understands that we're all trying to win, you know, and he's a big part of that. You know, he's got to continue to do his part. So if we're not talking as much about him and talking about some other things, that means he's doing what he needs to do. So I think that's where he was coming from. I'm not trying to answer for him, but I think that's what that was.
What are your plans this week for Josh Gordon? Is there any reason to make the move now, or will you wait?
No, we'll probably wait a little bit, you know, but I don't think there's any reason just to do it today. But my plans for him? Oh, boy, let me tell you. I got big plans for him. I plan for him to play and play as much as he can handle. I think he's a very talented player, you know, and needs to play. Needs to get out there and play. But, again, we got to see where he is and make sure how much can he handle, how much can he do.
Going back to Deshaun, he connected on some deep balls yesterday. He had one deep drop. Did you see growth in that area?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I just – there's more touch on the ball. You know, I never forget, I was standing behind him in practice probably about 2.5 weeks ago. And I mean, because he has a very strong arm. And I told him, I said, Deshaun, let's just lay the ball. You know, let's throw the ball with more touch. You know, and I see him doing that more. The pass to Duke, the touchdown against Jacksonville. You know, that ball was a touch ball. The throw to Corey yesterday, which was outstanding down the right sideline because there was pressure coming at him, you know, and he threw that ball with touch. I think he's starting to – the ball to Seth DeVal was thrown with touch. So I think he's starting to understand everything doesn't have to be muscled. There's a time to throw that kind of ball, and there's a time to lay the ball. And these are all the things these young guys go through, you know, in the National Football League. And so he's learning a lot of different things, and he'll be better for it.
Did you see on tape today – what did you think of that Peppers penalty?
I'm not going to change. I stand on what I said yesterday. I will not change from that. I think it was a good play by our player.
Well, if the rule says you can't have your helmet touch the guy's chin.
I think that's hard for a player to control. I do when a guy hits him below the chin, in the chest. The other player then should have something to do with that. Like I said yesterday, I think the torque of the hit, that guy's head goes down, it ends up on top of his helmet. I don't think that, I mean, that's why I said yesterday, our player is not targeting this young man's head or his face mask or any of that. I mean, there's got to be some give, in my opinion, in the rule a little bit. But the rule is what it is, and that's why they made the call. But at the same time, that's hard to officiate.
I mean, anybody thinks he was targeting or had any malicious intent. But the rule does say even if it's inadvertent, it's a penalty.
I'm sorry?
The rule says even if it's inadvertent, it's a penalty.
I agree, but I think what is inadvertent, you know, when you hit a guy and that player's head comes down on top of you. You know what I'm saying? I think, what is that? Where is the gray area in that that you're going to say? You're just going to say it's cut and dry, because that can happen every time. You know, when because the torque of a hit is just how powerful it is, and then a guy's head could go down. So, I mean, you're going to hold that player that hits the guy responsible because the other guy's head went down? I mean, I know you're talking about inadvertent, but, I mean, at the same time, that's hard. I mean, what do you tell the player? You know, then you never try to make that play, you know, and I don't think that's football.
Could he hit him at the waist?
Oh, yeah, I mean, just like Jabril said, I could have targeted a guy a little bit lower, but I think when you're running full speed like that and you're trying to measure and the ball, I mean, it's bang, bang. The ball gets there, you get there, you're trying to be lower. I mean, there's a lot that goes into that. So that's why I'm not faulting Jabril at all. Hopefully, you know, next time the call will go our way. You know, maybe they'll sit a little differently.
Miles Garrett to dominate the game.
Mm-hmm.
How did he do in that aspect?
I think he made some plays. Obviously, the sack was spectacular, but I want to see more. I mean, I think there's more in there. You know, he needs to do that more, and he will. You know, I just think, again, I think you're looking at players who are playing their tails off and trying as hard as they can, and we got to continue to push them. And can continue to get them to the level that we feel they need to be. And that would be my challenge to him. I think there's more in there from him.
Obviously, you guys will send the a clip of the Jabril play into the league office. Is that something that you've, like, already done? Or have you heard anything from the league office about that?
Honestly, I can't even comment on those things. But will we send those in? Yes. I can never tell you guys what the outcomes are. I'll get in trouble. That somebody's going to pay the fine.
Because of the nature of throwing that flag, you know, I mean, you said bang, bang, a lot of other guys use that too. Should that be a play that's reviewable?
I do, because that's what I said yesterday, because I think you want to get it right, you know. I think those plays, and I do get, you know, it's about the safety of the player, first and foremost. I don't disagree with that, but I just think that there's some room in there to where you got to really see it, because we're talking about an inadvertent hit on a bottom of a helmet, you know, on a face mask, you know. Okay, so what is that? Did the player, you know, did Jabril's head go up into his helmet, or did the player's head go down just because of the torque of the hit? And I think there's some gray area in there that you got to look at and think through.
Do you think that you might hear from the league just because you're questioning that call?
I'm sure I will. Yeah.
Will you get fined for this?
No, because I didn't say anything wrong. I hope not. If I do, Peter's paying it. So it's okay.
You know, when they review fines, they go over every inch of the film. Will that be the final word? If they fine him, will you say you're wrong?
Will I say they're wrong?
Yeah. No, will you say you were wrong?
I mean, if I'm wrong, Tony, I have no problem saying I'm wrong. I mean, they're going to make a decision. Like you say, we're going to get something back, and they're going to say either it is or it isn't, or we could have looked at this a little bit differently, whatever all that is. And if they're right, then they're right. I mean, we get a lot of things back, you know, right or wrong. And so it is what it is.
So if you said that's the way he's coached, if you keep coaching him like that, you're going to keep getting penalties.
Tony, we had this happen once. There has been another hit like that, you know, not to that degree where the guys hit the guy lower and the guy was higher in the air. So I'm not going to – I mean, we're talking about something about how we're coaching now. I'm not going to tell Jabril Peppers to play that play any differently. If he can lower his strike point a little bit, then great, okay? But I'm not jumping him or going to be upset with him because of that play yesterday and how it happened. I'm not going to do that.
Again, I don't think it was accidental. I'm not saying
it. No, but you just said the coaching piece of it. And because we said it's okay. Oh, and absolutely, and I'm not going to go for it. I mean, I will not back off of that. He did. And what we coached him to do, I don't think should have been a penalty. And if it is, then we'll say, hey, Jabril, you got to get a little bit lower here. If it comes back differently, then I'm gonna jump up and down. If it doesn't, then I'll tell you, Tony, you were right.
first half. I had 20 seconds left, there's no timeouts. You ran the interrupter. Corey caught the ball inside. Were you hoping to get one more playoff
before the field goal? No. I wasn't taking that chance no more. No. No. I had been down that road. So, no, we wasn't. We threw one towards the end zone. I think the play earlier, the ball went over Rashard's head. We came back, and we thought maybe we'd get a catch-and-run situation, but knew we had time to spike the ball and kick.
That's what it was. A couple of shots in the end zone there. I mean, you see teams around the league all the time with 20 seconds.
We're not equipped that way. Okay.
You've got Zane Gonzalez obviously continues to struggle. I mean, you guys need to win a football game. Do you ever think that, you know, I mean, this could come down to a game-winning kick sometime. Are you comfortable with him? Do you feel like you can go through these next five games with him as your kicker?
We're going to keep working him. You know, he bounced back. I mean, obviously, he missed the first one, you know, and I did. I had a conversation with him, and, you know, he made the next one. So that was improvement. You know, is it unsettling to have that happen? Yes, it is. But at the same time, you know, he did respond. And we're going to look at all of it here during this week. And if we make a decision as an organization, we need to look someplace else, then we will. But I thought, you know, after that, he settled down, made the kicks that he needed to make.
Have the team figured out what you're doing to help Spencer Drango and then countering that? Because it looked like he had a tougher time yesterday than earlier.
Yeah, teams are absolutely. I mean, they when you want to chip and help, they make sure the back can't do that. When they know we're sliding that way, they try to go the other way. It's a chess match, you know, and sometimes they're going to figure it out. And more times than not, we figure them out, you know. So that's going to happen. That's just part of it, you know. If you're going to throw the ball in critical situations where you have to in third down and longs and those type of things, some of those things are going to happen. Some of those things Spencer's got to do a little better, and sometimes we got to help a little more. So it goes both ways.
You mentioned the third one call. I think it was in the third quarter yesterday. Mm-hmm. What happened on that?
We got beat. You know, it was max protection. Guy spun out, made a play. You know, Geno Atkins spun out, and he won that battle. It's unfortunate. You know, we had a guy in the middle of the field that's wide open, you know, but, yeah, those things happen. They beat us. You know, it's just that simple. They won that one.
How much do you think not having Emmanuel affected the run defense?
Well, I think you always want your best players out there, you know, but I think our guys can play better. I think they'll tell you that. That's not who we are, who we've been all year, you know, against the run. So we got to continue to get better. I'm not going to say it's because of Emmanuel. You know, we wish we had all those guys back, but we don't. So we just got to play it better.
Deshaun reporting his concussion symptoms in the middle of the game. Are you happy that you've got guys like Deshaun and Miles that are willing to step up and do that?
Yeah. I mean, because sometimes I think that's important. I think if a guy is really concerned about that, I think it's good that they are willing to get to our medical staff and let them know, because most times guys won't do that. I think it's understandable in the league now of what CTE is and how we're trying to help that situation with our players and have it be more of a safe environment for our guys. So I have no problem with that.
I know you guys are motivated every week to win, but is there some anything to Gordon coming back, giving you guys energy?
Is
there anything to Gordon's return giving the team energy, energizing guys?
Gives me energy, yeah, which means I'm going to give them energy, which means they'll have energy. Yes, I mean, Josh is a good player. You know, again, I don't want to make it more than what it is because he hadn't played for me really other than the preseason game. So hopefully Josh should come back and bring a different spirit to our offensive football team and the football team, and he can make some plays. And if he does that, then he'll be doing just what we need him to do. But I think the players have seen him out there and they've seen what he can do. I think they're excited about him playing and about playing with him. So that within itself will bring something to this football team.
You expect the Chargers to be extra fired up since you're the team that since you guys beat them last year for your only win?
Oh, heck yeah. I mean, they are fighting for something. You know, just like I said yesterday, Cincinnati's fighting for something. These guys are still in a playoff hunt, so we're going to get the best shot. You know, they're going to line up and defend their turf, you know, and I expect them to do that.
You, Christian Kirksey, after the game, was very supportive of you in the middle of an 0-11 season. What does that kind of mean to hear guys talk like that?
Honestly, I love all our guys, you know. But again, this is not about me. You know, I know I'm the leader of this deal, and the record is what it is. So I get all that. To me, I'm more concerned about them. You know, this is not about me. I'm not worried about Hugh Jackson, and they shouldn't be. What they should be worried about is just, again, working their tails off each and every day, being the best they can be, and getting ready to go win a game. And but do I appreciate it? Yes. It just, again, it just confirms what we're trying to do here. I try to create the right environments for our players to be the best they can be. I think they know that. I'm very honest with them, very upfront with them. I don't sugarcoat it because I don't think you can. But I don't want any of those guys to feel like they need to be concerned about me and about the record, because I'm more worried about them, this building, my coaching staff and their families and all that. The rest of it, I don't worry about.